That was making too sure. How ashamed Bonaparte must afterwards have felt whenever he thought of that medal. Have you any more stories for me, Father?
Yes, I remember another, which I read some time ago, replied the father. It's about a very different man from whom he struck the medal. It's about the Duke of Wellington.
Who beat Napoleon Bonaparte himself at the Battle of Waterloo? Cried Willie.
I hope that he didn't his medal rely beforehand.
You know, or perhaps you don't know, my lad, that Wellington was sent over to Portugal to help the poor folk there who were fighting against the French. God gave wisdom to our great general and success to a good cause, so the enemy's soldiers were driven out and Portugal was free.
How glad the Portuguese must have been, cried Willie, and how they must have honoured their duke.
That was the time for striking a medal, when the battle had been fought and won.
I don't know whether a medal was struck, said the father, but I'll tell you what the Portuguese did. They had a print made of the general, and under it were those words in Latin, Invincible, Wellington, from grateful Portugal.
Oh, that was making too sure. The Duke might have won 100 battles, but as long as he lived, no one could tell that he might not be beaten at last.
Just hear the end of my story, my boy, and you'll see that the Duke was quite of your mind in the matter. A friend asked him to send him the print, so Wellington got a copy and sent it. But he would not allow that boastful word to be at the bottom of his likeness, as if he thought himself sure of victory. He scored out Invincible with a dash of a pen, and underneath it he wrote, Don't hallow till you are out of the wood.
Willie burst out laughing. That showed the Duke's good sense, said he.
Aye, and good feeling too, my boy. It showed that he was not a man of a boastful spirit, but knew that the highest may have a fall. When you are tempted, Willie, to make too sure of the morrow, just think of Bonaparte and his medal, of Wellington and his